Here we go. Welcome to the Father and Son podcast, where my father and I chat about many topics of interest. Chatting is an important part of learning and growing. Check it out. Hi, Bubba.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How's your week been?
Yeah, fantastic. Yes, you've got quite a few things to talk about.
Yeah.
Let's start with your karate grading, and we're going to talk about a movie called The Walk.
And then we'll also be talking about you starting golf.
I have started golf lessons, yes. I think you inspired me. That'll be good to have a game with you.
Yeah, in a few years' time, when we both have more skills, you know?
We both have sponsorships.
No, not sponsorship when we're bad and we can actually direct the ball when we want it to go.
Yeah, yeah, when the ball behaves.
At the moment, we're slicing it right, left, in the sky.
Well, at least we're hitting a ball. Anyway, let's talk about your karate grading. So how did that go? So where were you before? Which belt were you?
Green belt. Now I'm a blue belt.
Okay, and how did that go?
Yeah, it went pretty well. It wasn't as hard as I actually thought it would be, but I think it went really well.
Well, sometimes we think the test is not really hard, but I think that's a reflection of our preparation. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Because we did a lot of rehearsals for you, and your kata was fantastic, so I was really impressed by it. I was outside taking videos. So the green belt, now you've got the blue belt. Does that mean a new kata, a new moves?
Yeah, I think the blue belt kata is Pinan Yondan.
And is that classified as now advanced?
Intermediate advanced.
Well, congratulations. That's another step towards the black belt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well deserved. And we went out for dinner to celebrate, I think, on Saturday.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well done, honey. I'm very proud. And so is mom. And I think I'm going to go all the way to get the black belt. We watched a movie recently
called The Walk.
So tell me more about it. What did you like about it? What's the story about?
It's a true story. It's about a man, a French man, who put a wire between, they're no longer there, but he put a wire between the two twin towers that were in New York City, and he walked on that wire.
Yes. So what's the story anyway? What did he want to achieve out of doing that?
He said in the movie that it was his dream.
To be?
A wire walker.
The best.
Wire walker.
And what did you like? You know, I think I liked about him, his determination. He's got a simple goal and he worked towards it. But most importantly, what do you notice about the friends he gathered around him? Were they good friends?
Yeah, they were. Well, one of them quit though.
That's fine. That's what happens when you have friends, you know, in time of testing times and difficult times, some people sometimes, you know, withdraw. And that guy apologized and saying, I can't handle it. There was a lot of stress in there because they needed to smuggle in all the equipments into the Twin Towers. And this was even before the Twin Towers were open. Yes?
Yeah.
What happened during the walk? So he completed that.
Then he went again.
He went back again to the North Tower.
The South Tower.
Oh, he started from the south.
He started from the south, went to north, and he went back to the south.
Yes. I loved it. It's very inspirational. Two things for me, his determination. Even when he wanted to learn English, he was determined to learn English so he can go to New York and actually do that. And it was fantastic. True story, Philippe was his name.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I actually didn't tell you, but I watched it before you. And even the second time, I just cry. It's quite moving at the end.
You cried.
Well, it's a bit emotional. Did we spoil the movie to anybody who wants to see it? There's a lot in the movie, so watch the movie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I have started golf lessons.
Yeah.
Golf was one of those sports that I've always been scared to even come close to because everybody talks about how difficult it is. And I decided that two things for me. One, it's something that I'm going to have to face head on and challenge myself. And the second piece is that I know that I'm going to be better and be able to actually play with you as a father and son golf game.
Yeah.
So yesterday we went for our first lesson. You were with the same coach.
Yeah. We were figuring out, I'm doing really well, but we were figuring out why I was hitting the ground before the ball.
Yes, that was your problem.
Yeah.
And my problem was I was using my hands instead of my body.
Yeah.
I was hitting the ball with my hands.
I could tell you were using your hands because you come here, it looked well, and then you come here and your wrists do this.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what? No.
Well, remember, no. This was the first.
No wrist.
This is the first half an hour in my life to actually play golf.
Yeah.
And hit a ball.
That was your first time hitting a golf ball yesterday.
Yes. And actually, one of them or a few of them, I think three or four, were really pretty good. For a first timer. For a first timer. Anyway, I'm really proud of myself. I gave it a go. And this week, I am learning swimming as well. So here we go. I'm pushing myself for a triathlon when I turn 55 next year. That's my goal. But before we end this beautiful podcast, I just want to say I'm really impressed because you do something in the morning that I'm really scared to do.
Yeah, and I find it easy to do. It could be 10 seconds under cold water. You don't find it that easy.
So what do you
do? I heard you this morning. You were yelling.
What do you do? So the last 10 seconds of your shower, you turn it completely cold.
Yeah, the coldest.
Yes.
Was yours the coldest?
It was, and I only lasted for maybe 2 seconds today. But I want to start small, 2 seconds.
Then move to 4, then to 6, then to 8, then to 10, where I'm at.
Yes. How do you feel after that?
Cold.
Cold, yes.
But it's actually, you actually feel slightly warm too.
And what do you call this, the first
win of the day?
The first win of the day. Actually, the first win is to tidy up your bed.
It's not. I do that every day.
Anyway, what's the week like for you, school?
Well, today I have some PE. I think I've got some maths, some English.
Sport, I think.
Sport, yeah. PE.
Okay, well, we are coming to the end of the podcast, so until next time.
Stay well and stay safe.
And stay safe.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Father and Son podcast. To help us continue chatting about more topics, please hit us with a like or leave a comment. And while you're here, please subscribe. Until next time, stay safe and stay well. Or is it stay well?
Let's stay well and stay safe. Not stay safe and stay well. Work on it. We need some work.